we're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
That was Needles Pins from their new album 1234. That was the song Makes Me Wanna. Yeah, Makes Me Wanna. Needles Pins. They're on tour right now. Look out for that. That's happening. And their album is out very soon on Mammoth Cave Recordings out of Lethbridge. Great stuff. You can stream the whole album on their Bandcamp now, too. They had two preview songs, both of which were great. Now the whole album's there. Very fun. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a couple of previews of shows happening in the next few days. And then lots of new stuff. Some stuff that I got from my friend Becky, who was a guest co-host last week. And yeah, I think it's going to be a fun show. I'm calling Patrick Garrity of the band Rollmock slash also Gal Grayson and Aaron Reed Band and a couple of other places. He is asleep right now. He was up very late getting ready for a show for tomorrow. So we are going to do a live on the radio wake up call. It's going to be a blast. For us, and maybe not for him. He said he wanted to do it. He wanted to go through with it. His band is playing tonight, so he's going to pump up that show at the Waldorf. It's a fundraiser for their trip to Sled Island, and it's quite a nice bill. So we're going to talk all about that as a wake-up call in about 10 minutes or so. Before that, we're going to listen to a band that, from what I heard, slayed at Music Waste. Music Waste was this past weekend. So many highlights, so much fun, so many familiar faces. Just one really huge fight that I saw outside of the rickshaw when the Apollo Ghost show got out. But yeah, for the most part, great festival. As always, hats off to the organizers. You do so much great work. Thank you for all your work. Thanks to all the bands who put on great shows. And it was really great to see so many people out there. Each Other from Halifax played the kind of Go Your Own Waste show with the at the Beetroot offices on Sunday night. I didn't make it to that, but I heard they slayed, and thankfully they're still in town. I guess they've been hanging out, getting ready to make it over to Calgary for Sled Island. So they're playing again this coming Monday at the Electric Owl on Main Street. And they're playing with Bank Robber, Sheer Agony, Freak Heat Waves, and Babysitter. Oh yeah, Babysitter from Victoria, one of my faves. So let's give a listen to each other. This is the B-side of their Traces to Nowhere 7-inch. It's the song Sit Still. And then we're going to hear the latest from Babysitter from their split 7-inch on Student Loan Recordings with Korean Gut. Okay, each other, Sit Still, then Babysitter with Wave of Nothing. Let's do this. Let's keep rocking. Here we go. Each other.
Cecilia Point to lead Sinat Plaswa Musqueam. My name is Cecilia Point. I'm a member of the Musqueam First Nation. The Musqueam Nation is holding vigil at the corner of Southwest Marine and Hudson, and we're protecting our ancestral burial grounds, which have been approved for development. So if you'd like to come down and join us, we will be here 24 hours a day until we receive justice. You can bring food or coffee or bring flowers for our ancestors. If you'd like to donate food, call 604-649-5556. And otherwise, just come down and spend some time with us and hold up a sign and show your support. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Haichka.
SFU Woodwards presents Myth, The Golden Dawn. An original electronic opera, The Golden Dawn will be performed in two intimate shows at the Goldcorp Centre for the Arts. For Myth's live show of elaborate and handmade costumes, visuals and lightings, they have created an electronic opera that weaves a story told in theatre, dance and video. The Myth plays Studio D on June the 22nd and 23rd. Showtime at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased through sfuwoodwards.ca.
That was Babysitter from Victoria, from a recently new, or fairly new, 7-inch put out by Student Loan Records, their second release. That was the song Wave of Nothing, originally recorded on their tape one, but this is definitely a more produced version with saxophones and things like that. Pretty fun stuff. They're playing Monday night at the Electric Owl with each other from Halifax. Who we heard before that from their 7-inch Traces to Nowhere, the song Sit Still. All right, so I am going to now try to call Patrick. This is definitely pushing my tech skills to the max, but we'll just see how this works out. So I'm going to turn on the thing here. Okay, so we've locked that in. Now I'm going to turn this on. Okay, it's kind of loud right now. And now... going to try and call. I think I have to call from here. Okay, here we go. Okay, I hope none of you picked up that phone number there. All right, let's see if this is going to work. Should be dialing. Here we go, here we go. Remember, Patrick is sleeping, so this is a wake-up call for Patrick Garrity of Rollmock, Gal Grayson, Aaron Reed Band, Man About Town.
Hello.
Hey, Patrick?
Duncan.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine.
That's good. Thanks so much for taking this call.
Absolutely. It's like being on breakfast.
Yeah, sure. So...
stretching.
That's good. You got to stretch it out. You got to wake up.
How's the show going so far?
It's going pretty well. Played some Each Other from Halifax and some Babysitter, promoting their show for Monday night. But the real show that I want to hype up is the one that's happening tonight at the Waldorf. Can you tell people a bit about that?
Yes, sir. actually, I was trying to trying to get Freak Heat Wave on this bill as well. They're playing that show on Monday.
Right.
With each other. So that's kind of a sister show to this one because all those bands are on their way to Sled Island to play the four-day festival in Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah.
And as are the bands playing tonight. We're playing with Watermelon and East.
Yeah, awesome bill.
Yeah. A couple of local heroes.
Yeah, for sure. And also happening tonight, so this morning the Polaris Prize long list is being announced at the Waldorf, and they're having a big panel discussion happening in, I guess, the Tiki Room tonight. So I guess, you know, there's going to be some high rollers there tonight. Pretty excited.
Yeah. I think that's readmission upstairs for some kind of an after party that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. But the fun's going to be downstairs.
Our show is by donation... preferably
$5 to $10. Cool. What's the state of Rollmach right now? You guys are still, there's still a number of people in the band, and you guys have some new songs or anything like that?
We had a bit of a lineup shift recently, and we're just kind of putting the pieces back together, but we recorded a couple short records, and just finished mixing them last week, actually, so I'm not sure what state they're going to come out in, but hopefully we'll have those released in a few months.
That's great. And this is your second time going to Sled Island?
Yes, we went last year. It was dreadful.
Dreadful.
I've got high hopes this year. Is it going to be roses?
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Just like tonight at the Waldorf.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So my highlight, I think, of Music Waste this past weekend was seeing your other project, Gal Grayson, play at the Nines. What can you tell people about Gal Grayson?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Duncan.
Thank you.
This was my dream to get something together with my two mates, Jay Arner and Adrian Teacher. And Adrian is a very, very busy man.
It's true.
It's been very difficult to pin him down, but he's also an incredibly quick learner and very good off the cuff.
Yeah.
So I've been working, getting some samples together with Jay for a little bit, and then Adrian came in and worked with Magic.
Yeah. So are there plans for other shows, or was that a one-off Music Waste special?
I would really like to play a few more shows. We just haven't been able to book any at the moment. Had a couple openings, but it hasn't worked for all three of us.
Yeah.
So hopefully later on in the summer. I've been working on some of those songs to put out on a cassette tape.
Cool. Yeah, well, I consider myself very lucky to catch that performance, so that was great.
Oh, thank you,
And anything else you want to add for folks? I should let you get back to sleep, really.
Yes, it is a little early. not really. The doors are at 9 o'clock.
Cool.
I'm DJing with our good friend Daniel.
Ah, Daniel Ruiz.
And this is a great chance if you're trying to network and find a ride for Sled Island.
Also, yeah, maybe excellent networking opportunities.
And chat amongst the crowd. Maybe Steve Louis has a space in his car. and there'll be a 50-50 draw.
Awesome.
I'm going to try and do a 50-50 draw entirely within our set tonight.
Perfect. I love it. Taking it to the next level. And if people haven't seen, so Watermelon is one of your favorite local bands. They're amazing.
I love them a bit.
Yeah. And then Peace. I saw Peace on Thursday during Music Waste, and they have a whole new set, and it was amazing. I really liked it a lot. And they have a new album coming out in October. So you want to get on that on the ground floor. Hear these songs now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Patrick. You sent over a song called Jalna. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's Jalna? What can you tell us about this song?
Jalna is a song about a woman that I knew when I was working on a farm in France, and recorded it with Josh Vincent about a year ago.
Okay. And this is a new Rollmock song.
New Rollmock.
And if people want to hear more Rollmock, what's the best place to have it, to find it? You have a Bandcamp page?
We have a Bandcamp. We haven't updated it in a really long time.
Yeah, we know. We've noticed.
We'll have some new stuff on
okay.
There.
Awesome. Good to hear.
Okay.
Thanks, Patrick. See you tonight.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Here is Jalna, a brand new song by Rollmock. Thanks to Patrick for waking up to chat with us. He's a very generous soul. And you should head down to the Waldorf tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Those three bands are fantastic, so definitely worth your while. Here is Rollmock with Jalna.
Yeah.
There was that was Peace from their album from last year. This the album My Face. That was the song The Uma Uma Truth List. They're playing tonight at the Waldorf as a part of a fundraiser for a bunch of bands to go to Sled Island. They're playing with Watermelon and Rollmock. We heard some Watermelon. That was the song Split Ends from a live EP that they put up online called And Meet the Sun. As far as I know, they only have one like properly mastered released song. That's what is it called? Anyways, it's out on the Student Loan Records release Split with My Friend Wallace that came out a couple months ago. How I Came is what it's called. And the demo of that is on the CITR Pop Alliance on vinyl, which you can still buy at CITR merch tables around town. We also heard Sophie Sweetland, who is a member of Watermelon. We heard the song Left Alone from her first EP, also available online. And at the top, we heard Jalna, a new song by Rollmock. Thanks again to Patrick for calling in. Also happening this weekend, Friday, Father's Day. That day is also Car Free Day around the city. So there's a Car Free Day thing at Commercial Drive. Who cares? Commercial Drive thing at Kitsilano. Who cares? The big action is going to be on Main Street. That's where both Neptune Records and Red Cat Records are having a day of bands playing in front of their record stores. It's going to be great. So Luke Meat, formerly of CITR, always of awesome, his new band Birdface are playing their first real show So he says at 5:45 on Main Street in front of Neptune. There's a bunch of other great bands playing at Neptune. Check that out online. And Jay Arner, friend of the show, his band is playing in front of Red Cat Records. That's going to be around 4 o'clock. So we're going to hear a new song from Jay Arner. He recently posted this online. It's called Broken Glass. Let's give that a listen. And then after that, some Cadillac Spring and some Village. Here we go. Here is Broken Glass.
Join us June 21st at the Rickshaw Theater with Mount Erie, who will be playing a rare live show to celebrate the release of their new album, Clear Moon. Mount Erie's music is written to sound and feel like their home region of the Pacific Northwest, a true landscape painting philosophy to music. Tickets are $12 and available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and online at liveatrickshaw.com. For more information and to check out the band, go to liveatrickshaw.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
That was the band Village from their, I guess, I don't know where that's from. It's from Bandcamp. I'm not sure where that's going to end up. I know that they are putting out a 7-inch, so hopefully that great song is included there. It's called Stranger Thoughts. They closed out Music Waste by playing the Waldorf patio on Sunday afternoon. It was lovely. The burger was tasty. Thank you, Becky Sandler. And the tunes were awesome. Thank you, Village, for playing so well. We'd also played there, the Ballantines and a couple of other bands, I think. Great cap to the to a great weekend. Before that, we heard Cadillac Spring, the latest project from Tom Whalen, who's in a bunch of different bands. He's in the Aaron Reed band, he's in Rollmock, he's in other bands. And this project is so new, it doesn't even have a MySpace yet. Very exciting. And at the top, we heard Jay Arner with the song Broken Glass. You can hear that on Hero Hill, where there's a bit of a profile of Jay Arner. You can also find it on his Tumblr, jayarner.tumblr.com. Great stuff. We're almost done. A few minutes left. I want to tell a little story. It is Father's Day on Sunday. And years ago, 1995, I was, it's going to get back to my dad, but I was dating this girl named Danica. She went to Scratch Records back when it was like underground on Canby Street, and they recommended this album to her and then said, you have to get this. This is a great album. I didn't have any records at the time, but she bought this record for me as a gift, and it was the very first record I sort of got as my own, a brand new record, and it was so weird that they were making records. I mean, 95, records were definitely at their lowest ebb. It was all about CDs then, but it was very exciting to get this record from my first girlfriend. And the recommendation from Scratch Records, I don't know who it was that I needed this album by Vic Chestnut from Athens, Georgia, and it was his debut album called Little. And this album, it's a kind of a peculiar album. It was recorded in 1990 by Michael Stipe. He produced the album. He found Vic Chestnut in the 40 Watt in Athens, Georgia, and like really boosted him to get him to record an album. And Vic Chestnut, if you don't know, was a fascinating artist. He was a bit cantankerous, but a very talented person and very interesting character. He died in 2009. He killed himself. He had been paralyzed when he was 18 and had dealt with a lot of pain and depression through his adult life, and that's when he died. But he recorded a whole bunch of albums. And so this is the first album I ever got. I was very, I loved it. You know, when you're a teenager, you just immerse yourself in particular artists. So I bought a bunch of his albums, and I listened to them all the time, and I loved this album, Little. And when I was in grade 12, he came to town. He was going to play with the Friends of Dean Martinez at the Starfish Room. And I had never gone to a rock show. I didn't really know how that goes. But I was really excited, and I asked around all my friends at school if they wanted to go see this kind of folky outsider singer-songwriter from Georgia, if they wanted to go downtown with me on a school night to go see that. No takers. Nobody that interested in that. And my dad was like, you know what, son, you want to go see this guy? Let's do it. And at the time, I don't think it dawned on me how, how out of the ordinary this was. So we got in the car, drove downtown on, 9 o'clock on a school night, got to the Starfish room, and I didn't have ID. I was 17, and I don't know. I guess because my dad was there, he just sweet-talked them into letting me in without ID. And so we got to see, we got into the show. Of course, also never having been to a rock show, I don't realize that the headliner doesn't start till like 11. And so we sat through the opening bands, and back then you could smoke in bars, and it was so smoky. Everybody was smoking, and my dad sort of just stuck with it. It was, you know, now I wouldn't, anyways, it was really smoky at the time. And so we sat through Friends of Dean Martinez, not really my thing, but, you know, fun. And it was exciting just to be at this rock show at the Starfish Room. And finally, Vic Chestnut rolled out, and he did a great job. And about halfway through it, my dad was like, okay, it's midnight, and I'm full of smoke. I got to get out of here. And I understood that was enough. He had given me that opportunity to see Vic Chestnut for the first time. I did see him a couple more times at all, but they'll never be as sweet as that first time. So I want to say happy Father's Day to my father, Brian. Thanks so much. That was, in hindsight, like, that was a great thing you did. I don't think I understood how, like, I don't know. I'm tired all the time now that I have a real job. I will see if I'm willing to step up as a father to do a thing like that. But in hindsight, I can appreciate it, and I realize what a sweet moment it was between us. So happy Father's Day. Thanks so much. Here is Rabbit Box from Vic Chestnut's album Little. Oh, that's going to do it, I think. Yep, that's probably going to do it. Maybe we'll squeeze in another song at the end. There, coming up, Tim with We All Fall Down, and then Robin with Ink Studs, and a great afternoon of programming. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca, and check out the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Have a great weekend. Try to make it down to the Waldorf tonight. Try to make it out to Car Free Day on Main Street to see Luke Meat and Jay Arner. And Monday night at the Electric Owl, go see Each Other and Babysitter. There's lots of great things to do. And, you know, do something nice for your dad on Sunday if you can. Because, you know, they're cool dudes. Okay. Here is Vic Chestnut with the song Rabbit Box. Have a great week.
While I was still in elementary school, I discovered Daddy's tools, and amassed a small pile of scrap lumber, and I built a rabbit box. And I set it facing north, but I caught a possum and a kitten, both of which were a bitch to set free. 'Cause I thought they was gonna bite me, but we all three escaped safely. Well, once I took my single shotgun and put on my camouflage and hid in the neighbor's pasture by the little cow pond. And finally, after a long time, a bunch of doves flew by and landed in a huddle on the power line. And so I aimed with an eagle's eye and fired, but it was two pigeons that fell like beanbags into the weeds. Well, they sure looked like doves to me. We'll be right back.
greatest music show the world has ever known.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Butter on the Bread, Thursdays at 5 with Ryan Rosell.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Anta Cecilia Point, Tlitsinat Platform Musqueam. My name is Cecilia Point. I'm a member of the Musqueam First Nation. The Musqueam Nation is holding vigil at the corner of Southwest Marine and Hudson, and we're protecting our ancestral burial grounds, which have been approved for development. So if you'd like to come down and join us, we will be here 24 hours a day until we receive justice. You can bring food or coffee or bring flowers for our ancestors. If you'd like to donate food, call 604-649-5556. And otherwise, just come down and spend some time with us and hold up a sign and show your support. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you.
How much do you know about bites? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.